Cinderella Ate My Daughter is a new book by Peggy Orenstein, who has written for years about women and girls and how they're treated in this culture. But this book is about Peggy Orenstein, the mother of a little girl named Daisy. She joins us now from California. That is Peggy, not Daisy. Welcome, Peggy.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
To explain what's going on with this book, I'd like to ask you to read from the introduction. You're talking about the shock of knowing so much about raising girls and then actually having to raise a girl.
Yeah. I was supposed to be an expert on girls' behavior. I had spouted off about it everywhere, from the Los Angeles Times to the New York Times, from the Today Show to Fox TV. I had been on NPR repeatedly. And that was the problem. What if, after all that, I was not up to the challenge myself? What if I couldn't raise the ideal daughter?
Well, I guess we have to say to you, welcome back to NPR.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, you clearly wanted to be sure that your little girl grew up smart and powerful and independent. When did you discover that your daughter wanted to be a princess?
Well, you know, yeah, that's exactly right. When you have that little girl, you think you don't want her to feel like there's anything that she can't be, and you don't want her to feel like there's anything that she has to be. And we were going along like that, and then she went to preschool. And within about a week, she came home having memorized, as if by osmosis, all the names and gown colors of the Disney princesses.
And
yeah. And I thought, you know, what the heck is a Disney princess? And meanwhile, we were going around town and, you know, the waitress at our breakfast joint, who's all tattooed and pierced, would hand her her pancakes and say, here's your princess pancakes. And the lady at the drugstore would say, would you like a balloon? I know what color you'd like. And she'd give her a pink one without asking. And finally, I took her to the pediatric dentist, you know, for her first checkup. She was about 3 years old. And the dentist asked, would you like to get in my princess chair so I can sparkle your teeth? And I just thought, oh, my gosh, do you have a princess drill, too? You know, when did every – I did not remember this from when I was a child. I don't know about you, Linda, but, you know, I did not remember that every little girl was constantly 24 hours a day a princess swathed in pink.
You researched this like the researcher that you are. Can you explain how we got all tangled up with princess? I mean, it was a – You tell a story in your book about a marketing executive from Disney who discovered Princess Ness.
So Andy Mooney, who had been working at Nike, came to Disney, to the consumer products department, and they were kind of in a wreck right then, and they were not doing very well. And he went out to get to know the brand. So he went to an ice show in Phoenix, and he saw all these little girls dressed as the female characters. And horror of horrors, they had made their own costumes.
Segment 1.
Cinderella Ate My Daughter is a new book by Peggy Orenstein, who has written for years about women and girls and how they're treated in this culture. But this book is about Peggy Orenstein, the mother of a little girl named Daisy. She joins us now from California. That is Peggy, not Daisy. Welcome, Peggy.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
To explain what's going on with this book, I'd like to ask you to read from the introduction. You're talking about the shock of knowing so much about raising girls and then actually having to raise a girl.
Yeah. I was supposed to be an expert on girls' behavior. I had spouted off about it everywhere, from the Los Angeles Times to the New York Times, from the Today Show to Fox TV. I had been on NPR repeatedly, and that was the problem. What if, after all that, I was not up to the challenge myself? What if I couldn't raise the ideal daughter?
Segment 2.
Well, I guess we have to say to you, welcome back to NPR.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, you clearly wanted to be sure that your little girl grew up smart and powerful and independent. When did you discover that your daughter wanted to be a princess?
Well, you know, yeah, that's exactly right. When you have that little girl, you think you don't want her to feel like there's anything that she can't be, and you don't want her to feel like there's anything that she has to be. And we were going along like that, and then she went to preschool. And within about a week, she came home having memorized, as if by osmosis, all the names and gown colors of the Disney princesses.
And
yeah.
Segment 3.
And I thought, you know, what the heck is a Disney princess? And meanwhile, we were going around town, and, you know, the waitress at our breakfast joint, who's all tattooed and pierced, would hand her her pancakes and say, "Here's your princess pancakes." And the lady at the drugstore would say, "Would you like a balloon? I know what color you'd like." And she'd give her a pink one without asking. And finally, I took her to the pediatric dentist, you know, for her first checkup. She was about 3 years old. And the dentist asked, "Would you like to get in my princess chair so I can sparkle your teeth?" And I just thought, oh my gosh, do you have a princess drill too? You know, when did every, I did not remember this from when I was a child. I don't know about you, Linda, but, you know, I did not remember that every little girl was constantly 24 hours a day a princess swathed in pink.
Segment 4.
You researched this, like the researcher that you are. Can you explain how we got all tangled up with princess? I mean, it was a you tell a story in your book about a marketing executive from Disney who discovered Princess Ness.
So Andy Mooney, who had been working at Nike, came to Disney, to the consumer products department, and they were kind of in a wreck right then, and they were not doing very well. And he went out to get to know the brand. So he went to an ice show in Phoenix, and he saw all these little girls dressed as the female characters. And horror of horrors, they had made their own costumes.